A baby born in Egypt was condemned to die, till the daughter of his killer heard his plaintive cry, and moved by a compassion that transcended why, she took him in her arms. She never thought about raising a child before, or how graced with abundance he might still feel poor, but something that she gave him helped him see much more than a pharaoh's tarnished charms. You're a Prince Moses, my son, and to me, like you, there's none, but still you're the only one who can see your destiny, who can hear the still small voice deep inside prompting a choice to embrace all that you might become. And that's how you became my son. Hannah was a woman who knew all God's ways. She served him faithfully throughout her whole life's days. Found courage to at last her one petition raise, that her life might be made whole. Yet the blessing that she sought was but one she might return. Even in requesting favor, true respect Hannah earned. Only to be who she knew she was did Hannah yearn. And how well she fulfilled this role. You're a Prince Samuel, my son, and to me, like you, there's none, but still you're the only one who can see your destiny, who can hear the still small voice deep inside prompting a choice to embrace all that you might become. And that's how you became my son. An angel told a virgin how she would conceive, spinning her a tale so many still cannot believe. To walk away she knew would offer no reprieve, though she could not understand. She knew moving ahead might cost her everything, her family, her friends, even a wedding ring. How could she to her husband's home another's child bring? How could he understand? Why would he understand? Yet this man did understand. You're a Prince Jesus, my son, and to me, like you, there's none, but still you're the only one who can see your destiny, who can hear the still small voice deep inside prompting a choice to embrace all that you might become. And that's how you became God's son.